You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Miss Judy Gold.
Boss, how's it going?
I got this third love bra.
They sent me one too to be able to try it out. And you know how, like, I don't know if I'm gonna, you know, keep my chesticles or not. But
oh God, does it always have to go there?
Until I make that decision.
No, but no one cares about it. They care about me who wears
third love bros. I'm not joking. They don't make my boobs stand out. In t-shirts, it's not like this is the main feature, you know, of my midsection, which a lot of bras can because of the line.
Well, here's the other thing. It's made out of memory foam. All right. No one cares about you. They only care about me wearing my bra.
That's true. I'm just
saying, as a woman who wears a bra, it's really comfortable. It's airy. It doesn't, like, you don't sweat. You don't feel like, you know, you have to stick your hand underneath it. It's amazing. You can try one. Since it's getting warm, and no one ever believes people when they say, oh, I have the best bra, I have the best bra. They are now, Third Love is giving you a free t-shirt bra for 30 days. You can start a free trial right now. You go to thirdlove.com/killme. And thirdlove.com/killme. And I'm telling you, it is the most comfortable bra I've ever owned.
Raising the mics a little. Oh, cool. Beautiful.
I'm still annoyed with you.
I'm annoyed with you too.
Why? What did I do? Anyway.
Should I be annoyed with both of you?
Yes. Oh, you can be. No, just with Lauren.
Because I'm just with me. It's easy.
Okay.
It's my fault.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is, I'm going to say, the ultimate Kill Me Now show.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Because the entire, it's so fucked up, I can't even fucking tell you. We have an incredible guest here today. But, you know, my iCloud is not syncing, and my schedules didn't sync, and I'm at the doctor at physical therapy, and someone calls from 310, which I ignore, because I always think it's someone in L.A., like,
being all douchey.
Yeah, like, no, or just like, can you do my blah, blah, blah? Just like leave a message. All right, anyway. So, and then I get a text. Neil is on his way. He'll be there in a few minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? And I realized they're doing a documentary on Gilbert Gottfried, and apparently I told them I was available today. But my calendars don't fucking sync. So I'm like leaving the PT to come here, and I find this out, and now I just, and then I called our guest for later, and he was like, go fuck yourself, and I was like, you know what, I should go fuck myself, and I called the documentary people. I was like, I'm not fucking these people over. Anyway, so here we are with Lisey Goranson.
What's up?
Lisey Goranson from Roseanne. Now, you know, we've met before.
We
in
have.
In 1990.
You're fucking kidding me.
No.
You don't remember?
You don't remember that I did an episode of fucking Roseanne?
That I was on? Or
yes.
Was it my replacement?
No, 90.
I mean, Sarah.
I don't feel, I don't
you
think
were
anyone.
You on the show.
Okay.
Who did
it
you
was
play?
During the Tom Arnold
years.
Period.
Okay.
There was no stress at all on the set.
See, it was, and so again, I'm going to have to call my therapist after this just by you mentioning that.
Okay.
We'll be your therapist today.
That's frightening.
I mean, that was crazoid. Anyway, it was 1990. Wow.
That's in the thick of
it. No, I think it was 91. My father died in 90. Yeah. And so it was like January, February. And what's his name was Tiny.
Michael.
Yeah. And I play, it was a Valentine's Day show. I worked at the Big and Tall Women's lingerie shop. Yes.
No. Oh, my God.
And I remember going on the set and seeing the sofa. And that was my first time doing a TV show in LA. You know,
and like, that sofa is in the Smithsonian now.
I believe it.
Yeah, it is.
I believe it.
But
Was it like the time when it was just toxic?
Yeah,
like it was super toxic.
It was super toxic. It was all about him,
right?
You know, and you know, she was obviously just letting herself be controlled by him.
Oh, and like as a teenager who was like into punk rock music and like feminist hardcore. And seeing my mom, who's like this powerful goddess figure to me, having him swoop in and just like mind meld her basically and like keep slipping roofies in her drinks and shit. Do you know how the rage in me at the time?
Like, I can't even imagine.
Like Doc Martin should have been spiked at the time. Mm. Or they should, you know.
Oh, I
it should
Doc
have
Martin's
been even
then,
more
all right,
awful.
So, but you grew up outside of Chicago, right?
Evanston, yep.
And then what was the audition like? How did this all come about?
Well, I was studying at Piven Theater Workshop, which is Jeremy Piven's parents' place. They did like Spolin work, and they were original Second City members.
Nice.
And they created their own theater company in Evanston, which was like right down the street from me. And I used to dance, and my dance thing was right down the hall from Piven Theater Workshop.
Right. Is he from... Jeremy from
Evanston.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and like John Cusack was the Cusacks, and Jeremy and Lily Taylor studied there and whatever. Yeah, it was like a pretty cool crew. But so that was what I was exposed to, and I just immediately was just turned on by, because I was such a hyperactive, spastic child that I needed that filter.
Of course.
To explode.
To express yourself.
I felt like
yeah.
I was just explosive.
Right.
And they were affiliated with an agency in Chicago, and the agency was holding open auditions, and Carsey Warner, being Carsey Warner, wanted a really authentic Chicago feel to the show. Right. So they got Laurie Metcalf.
Oh,
they got.
By the way, she was lovely to me.
Laurie?
Yeah.
She is the best.
Yeah, she was the classiest, most professional. She was great.
Great actor,
and
too.
She's amazing. I just saw her because, you know, she was doing Misery on Broadway.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
I saw her.
That's the story of my life. Did you know that? That's my autobiography?
Misery?
Oh, which character are you?
All of them. Go. It's about Judy Gold, Misery.
But
Go.
She was still, I mean, she is the most unaffected human being.
And so
the most
talented. Yeah.
And the most talented.
You owe me a Coke. We said talented at the same time.
After Laurie Metcalf are the only one.
So that's, I mean, I was, how old was I? 27. I had no, that was what I picked up. I was like, this is a shitstorm, and Laurie Metcalf is the most incredible actor and person.
Indeed.
Okay. So you leave.
So I do the audition.
Right.
I do the audition, which is on tape, and it's like my second audition.
Which is so unusual for that time to go on tape.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing. But I, you know,
but
really
life
didn't...
is about faking it.
Right.
But yeah.
That's basically acting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. But so then the tape went away, and so did my thoughts about that. And then I was at home with my family.
Later?
This was probably maybe like a week later.
Uh-huh.
And I'm eating Chinese food, and
what
I open up.
Eating?
At the time, it was probably, I'm a vegetarian 25 years, but at the time, it was probably some kind of fried rice.
Okay.
Is what
I love fried rice. Did you put hot sauce in it?
I think the hot mustard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
nice.
Go.
Yeah, combo. and sweet and sour. Yeah. And then I opened up my fortune cookie and it said, you will be graced by the presence of stardom.
Nice.
And I went, no way.
Yeah.
And that was the real one?
And I went, and then the phone.
Wait, do it again. What'd you do?
And then the phone rang, like literally I read it to my family and laughed. And the phone rang.
And this is pre-cell phones.
This is a landline.
Landline.
Hi, this is like the agency.
Jewy Jew agency.
Yeah. They want Lisi to fly to LA to do a final audition.
To test for the part, yeah.
Well, right, right.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? Mm. You know, because I wasn't.
What is the name of that Chinese restaurant?
Sing Sao.
I need to go to Evanston, Illinois.
But I don't think it's open anymore.
Fuck!
Like many things.
You're
like
screwed.
So many great things.
I want to. All right, go ahead.
So I'm like, great, free trip to California with my mom. Sweet. That's right. Where I was at. Not gotta get this role.
I like, really need this job. Like, mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. I love ya. So,
a chorus line and Annie.
Yeah.
So I was like, peace out, school, for a couple days. Went out there. They put us up in like the Judy Garland or whatever, Beverly Garland, whatever right?
Yes.
Which is by Universal Studios. Yes. Mm. And I love
right
Universal
at the top
Studios.
Of the hill. Yeah.
And so it was in Universal Studios. Right. I was in Universal Studios.
Right. Yeah. It's okay. When you go to LA for the first time, I don't care how old you are. It's like, oh, wow.
It
and then
like,
you're there for a while.
Yeah, it depends on what part
and
of
then
LA.
You're like, get me out of here. Yeah, all right.
That's the my story of my
right.
life.
I'm
right.
sorry. I tried to.
No, so I'm there, and then there's all these chicks who are brunettes who are going out for the role. Mm-hmm. And one, you know, they're all coming up to me and they're, you know how when actors study, they're studying. It's so important.
Oh my God.
And they're it's so critical.
Intense. And yes.
All their lips
and
are
I
moving.
Was like looking around going, look, mom, you know, look, that's where the psycho house is. And my mom's like, don't you want to look over your sides? And
that's
I was
what
like,
I do at my audition. I stare at them because they're so fascinating that they have no fourth wall. It's mm-hmm. like
mm-hmm. or the ones that say it out loud. It's like, who are you talking to?
I know. Shut the fuck
yourself.
Up.
Well, that's because
you're talking to yourself. Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, are these bitches going to explode?
Right.
Literally.
I mean, it's like,
because it's like, this isn't like ER.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's an audition.
Okay,
I know it's
so
scary. Okay.
Your mother says, look at your
side. And then these.
Wait, we need to go back one second.
Yeah.
Did you throw out the fortune?
Never.
Okay.
I still have it.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, go. So your mother's like, Lisi.
So she's like, Lisi, we're here for a reason, not just for you to like be a tourist in LA for a couple days. And I was like, whatever. But she wasn't pushy about it.
Yeah,
she
wasn't
like,
you know, gypsy, you know, Mama
right,
Rose.
Exactly.
Sing out, Louise. Go ahead.
Right. And so all these young chicks were brunettes, and they kept one by one coming up to me and kind of trying to razz me, like intimidate me about the role.
Lord.
Like one would say, do you know I'm an opera singer and I've been a professional? And I'm like, oh, really? I play intramural soccer at home, you know? I'm like, duh.
But they wanted real. They wanted real.
Right. And then they did the whole hair card. They played the hair card.
Right.
Have you ever seen a photo of Roseanne? I'm like, no, I have no idea who she is. I have no idea. And they were like, she's a brunette.
Oh, God. These people, where are they now?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
They're fucking
they're
drinking martinis
they're
and
to
taking
the show.
Antidepressants.
But the funny thing is that I just didn't give a shit.
Right.
I could give a shit.
That's the best way to go into anything is not knowing. Is not knowing that you should care or that you do care or that... any sort of fear or desperation, you're done. Or
competition.
Yeah,
I mean, it's if you are that stiff with stuff like that, then you're going to have a big problem coming up.
Yeah,
you know
people,
what I mean?
People definitely sense that.
All right. So they're all, how many were in there for the test?
So there was 12.
Wow, that's a lot. And then they narrowed it down
to. Well, it wasn't quite the test because we were at Universal Studios auditioning. So I go in the room and this thing that resembles a female walks in.
Right.
Like this creature.
Right.
no makeup, uh-huh. sweatpants, uh-huh. Kind of disheveled hair. Uh-huh. And she's like, hi. And I was like, oh, my.
That's her.
Oh, my.
Right.
And so we did our scene. And then they wanted
did
me.
Did you like her? Or were you afraid? Or were you like, what the fuck, you know?
Well, look. I got to tell you, I was living in Evanston, Illinois, right. by Northwestern University, right. okay? This is not Hollywood.
Right.
I watched TV a lot.
Right.
But I thought it was going to be like Meredith Baxter Burney.
Right.
So it definitely was
Mary
not.
Tyler Moore.
It
yeah.
definitely mm-hmm. was neither of those. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And so I was like, whoa, this is a new right. kind of thing going on. And then they asked me to kind of spar with her verbally. And so I did, and
like,
I was
what'd
just,
you say?
Like, improv. I don't remember what I said, but, you know, it's kind of like, Mom, no, I'm not doing that. Right, you know, right. just, like, real attitude right. and just, like, in her face.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, you know, like, that right. was her thing. She was like.
right.
So then they said, Lisi, stay, everyone else go.
Nice.
Did you go, oh, did you play with your hair? And did
yeah,
you go out
I was
there
like,
and be
like, Roseanne didn't mind that.
Yeah. Roseanne gets recessive genes.
I was like, don't let the door hit you on yeah. the way out.
Brownie.
So you stay.
So then I stay, and then I audition with all the Darlenes and all the DJs.
Right.
Whoa.
And that was interesting.
12 of each or less?
I'd say around that. And when Sarah Gilbert walked in the room, it was like a zero-brainer.
Mm. Right.
It was like, oh, she's the one.
Right.
It wasn't like, she was right. good. It was like, no, everyone else sucks.
Right.
She was good.
Well, right. you both are so ballsy as
well,
actors.
We were the same age.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so, but we got into it. She wanted us to get into it. And it was like very, it was
Sibling-y.
Very smart.
Right.
Like fighting right. and like very, very womanly fighting
right.
or girly.
Sure.
Right.
You know,
yeah, and you could see a history there between you two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
all the, well, it wasn't Michael because
right.
they replaced.
Right.
It was this guy, Sal Barone, who was casting
right.
the pilot.
Right.
So then they said, okay, now we're going to network the same day.
Right. They do it. Yeah.
And so we drive over, and I remember driving to, I guess it was
Avenue
maybe ABC
yeah, yeah.
headquarters.
Right,
and like,
right,
you
right.
know. Going through
yes, yes, yes.
and all the palm trees, and it was just
right.
like a surreal thing. That's really what I was focusing
right,
on,
right.
not
of
that
course.
I was about to get a job.
Right.
So then we go in, do our little spiel, sit in the waiting room, and then they came out and they're like, you guys got it. And Sarah and Sal just started jumping, leaping in the air and screaming, yes, yes. And I was just staring at my mom. Completely frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, we just were looking at each other, and I was like, I have a life.
Right.
I was like, I kind of have a crew.
Right.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm in a play right now.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm in a dance performance right now.
Right.
You know, I have a life. And it was like, not. And Sarah looks at me and she goes, don't you know what this means? And I was like, I don't.
Right.
You know, and then it was the conversation with my parents. No, we don't want you to go. You have a nice life here.
Right.
It wasn't like, woohoo, right. you know, selling out, got my kid, you know, narcissism
right.
101. Woo.
Right.
It was like, shit. Our whole life is going to turn
upended,
upside down.
Yeah.
And my parents had careers,
right.
and my brother was in school.
What did your parents do?
My mom worked at the high school as an English teacher.
Oh.
And my dad worked for the EPA,
oh,
Environmental
that's right.
Protection
I read that.
Agency.
I
oh,
know
you
what
read
the EPA,
that. You're
yes.
so up on Steve.
Yeah, Steven.
yeah.
Yeah.
What was Steve?
With a PH. All right, go ahead.
With a PH, but not a PhD.
Hey! I'm only here all week. All right, so did the whole...
But a master's.
Oh. Did the whole family move?
So we didn't really know, you know...
Right,
because
you had to do the pilot and then see if it was going to get
This is
up.
My life thing. Anyone who's like, you know, 10 years from now, I'm going to... And I'm just like, no, you're not. I mean, it's, you know, life goals.
Right.
But no.
Right.
You don't know. You don't know. So I didn't know. Who knows? I mean, look, we did the pilot like four times.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Oh, yeah.
You shot a full pilot four times.
I think it was with four. No, I think it was three times, but different locations.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, no.
What? Did they?
We moved studios.
Wait. Wow. So in a span of how long did you do that? Like they would do the first pilot and they would say, no, wrong.
Right.
And would they give it to the network or the studio or anything? Or they would say, no, we have to redo it.
I think it was, I'm not sure because I was very young and I wasn't.
How old were you, by the way?
I was 12, right. I think, when I got the role, and 13 when we started shooting.
Ugh, the worst years. Go.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And so we were moving around. I was like, you know, playing hoops with George Clooney. Like, right. Again, not really taking it all in.
Right.
And going like, I don't know what this show is. It seems funny to me. There's a little buzz around it.
Right.
She apparently isn't happy with anything
right.
that's going on because she really, it's because her name's on it.
Right.
Okay. Mm. So, you know.
And you know, she's a woman, so she's difficult.
Right.
For wanting it the way she, for wanting it her way and authentic and great. So she's difficult.
And a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And well, and meanwhile, you know, the ass kissing was already begun.
Right.
You know, with all the people, because in TV, there's only a number one spot.
Right.
And it's usually a dude in that number one spot. So there was a denial that there was a number one spot that a vagina had.
Right.
And so they just, you know, it's very Elizabethan. You got your, like, people surrounding her going, oh, yeah.
Right, then
turning their back with the knife and going, how are we going to stab her?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and take her down. And
what about John Goodman? He was just...
like...
I remember he just was there, and then he'd go in his dressing room, and then he was there. It was like, no...
Well, the thing is that's how I was on the show.
Yes, I remember that,
too. I just was there... and did my job.
Right.
I'm, you know, I come from Midwestern stock.
Right.
You know, I have like factory workers in my family.
Right.
Like, there's not a lot of glitz when it comes to having a job.
Right.
So it's like, I did my job and then I left. And like, John had that vibe. And so I really felt akin to him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was totally daddy's girl on that show.
Right.
You know, and I think on and off. And he, in his own way, was incredible. I think he saw himself and me too and you know would say like you're a good actor, you know, I love working with you, I love our scenes, and to me that was like, and I mean, first of all, I grew up in Chicago where Laurie Metcalf was like a goddess on stage, which hasn't changed,
right,
but it was like my parents were like, wait, they did Roseanne, John Goodman, but it was like, you are working with Laurie Metcalf. Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like always, you know, when you have a crush on someone and you always do the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
And you, oh, it's just, you just make it happen.
Right.
So when I was around her, I was like, and then I was like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life. God. And meanwhile, so, she probably couldn't have cared less.
She probably thought you were so cute.
Wait, so, all right. So you do the pilot three times. Then when does it sink in that you have to be in LA for a certain amount of weeks? Like, what, how did that?
Well, then there was like this build, and then after the third pilot, Roseanne fired the head writer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, Daddy and Mommy are fighting upstairs. This doesn't look good, whatever.
Right.
But at that point,
do you know who the head writer was?
Matt Williams.
That's right. Okay.
And so
I wasn't testing you. I was like, oh, yeah. That was not like, oh, that's right, like you're on a trivia show. That was like, oh, right, to me. All
right,
go.
Right. So
you've got your Roseanne trivia down.
Yeah, God, I got to be on my toes on this show. So then he left, and then we got picked up, but it was like this big, like, this is going to be one of the big ones.
Right.
Like, there was this buzz. Like,
well, because she had just done that HBO special. Mm. Roseanne. I mean, I remember this because I was just starting my stand-up career, and I remember it was like, this is the new face of TV. Like, this is, it's going to be a real sitcom about a real family, not the, you know. So
yeah,
it was
the
huge.
First and last time that happened,
right?
Yeah.
which they just had an article about that in the New York Times a couple weeks ago. But and then we got, you know, 12 episodes picked up, and that's when I realized that I was going to be packing up for a while.
But did you just come with your mom, or the whole family came?
I was with my mom for I think maybe half a year, and then we realized that this was going to be a thing. And so my dad, but we always, you know, after the shoot was over, we always went back.
Right.
So it's not like we were like, we're full time out here. Right. We were like, we're just here at the Chokewood Apartments.
Right. Oh, they are the worst. And they smell.
Chokewood.
You lived in the Oakwood? Oh my God.
You love it. You loved it there. Mm-hmm. You want to go back there now.
Oh, please.
And swim in that little pool.
With that rented furniture.
I stayed there for a week too.
Okay,
it was
so
the worst.
You're at
it's like the land of lost actors.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
So, and then you go back. So, what happened to your friends at school? And you're, I mean, you're on this hit show. You're in Evanston, Illinois. You come back. Like, was it weird?
I come back. I get tripped in the hallway, teased.
No way.
Like,
it's just unbelievable. The
but that's how. No.
Yeah.
No. That was what I was used to.
Right.
Is being messed with right. people. They treated me exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Were you happy about that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, good.
I was relieved.
Right, of course.
I was relieved. You know, my mom just said that she ran into my gym teacher mm-hmm. in Evanston.
Was it a woman?
Yeah.
And was she with her partner /girlfriend?
Yeah, I said my mom.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. So she was like Lacey was in my archery class.
Lacey?
Yeah, she, you know, right. fucked it up. And she was like, one time someone in our class said, "Do you know who that is?" And the guy said, "No, I have no idea," which is probably not accurate, but
right.
she said, "Lacey must have felt so weird about that." And my mom was like, she was totally relieved about that.
Right.
Because I just wanted to be myself, right. damn it. And I just did not, at the time, someone just on Facebook said, like, there was like, he got my ticket to the Golden Globes.
Right.
I don't even remember being invited, but he's like, "Why didn't you go?" I'm like, because that wasn't really punk rock at the time.
Right, right, right.
Like, I already would try to go to hardcore shows in right. Chicago when I came home.
Right.
And they'd be like, "You're corporate." And I'm like, "I have a job, dude."
Yeah, fuck you.
What are you doing? You're like right. on your mom's couch playing right. Atari or something.
Fucking
maybe it was
assholes.
More like Nintendo at the time.
So you're on Duck Hunt. The show. You have these two lives.
Double now, life.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the rumor of the producer.
Yeah.
Sexually harassing you.
Oh, right. Well, I could call it a relationship, but
really,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I got sexually harassed in other ways too.
Oh yeah,
don't get it right. twisted.
Sure.
A lot of people did, except
well,
for
because you're. It's like summer camp. I mean, it's like you live with
each adults,
other.
But yeah. it's also like I would go back to high school and say how sophisticated everyone is.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was so, I mean, look, people were having fun, but it was also like, I had different expectations for adults at the time.
Right.
The way I was raised.
Right. right.
There was something called an adult.
Right.
That kind of protected children
right.
and like didn't say inappropriate
right.
things. I mean, it's one thing to swear and be real.
Right.
But it's another thing to like
do
be
lines.
Creepy and right. like, you know. Have somebody rub their thing against your knee or something
right.
like
yeah.
that. You know what I mean? Or, for example, there was a director who I'm not going to name, mm-hmm. but who just
John
wanted,
Doe.
Do it.
John Doe. Do it.
Who just wanted this extra to keep removing her shirt and
right.
putting on other. And, like, as again, as an angry young person
right.
who happened to be
because
female.
You lost your innocence. You're like.
Yes.
You know, you were innocent. Everything was fine. But since you're so smart, you're like, no, this is inappropriate for me. This is not
which is
what,
why I
right.
just did my own thing.
Right.
But when I came back, I never, ever, ever talked about the show. And not because I didn't trust people, because people, like, I can't stress
right.
enough, treated me like me.
Right.
I just didn't want them to know about the world that I...
Right.
The darkness
right.
that I felt inside about, I wanted to protect them,
right.
which is such a weird thing.
No, I
but...
think that's normal. Like, you enjoy, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like when you meet your hero. It's like, you just adore someone. They're your idol. You don't want to meet them because you don't want them to do something where you go, ew, you know?
Right, which they always do.
Right.
Well, not Lori, but...
I don't feel that way about you, boss.
Shut up. So it was a relationship? You had a... It was a consensual?
Yeah, I mean, look. Looking back, I mean...
Well, now that you're an adult.
The thing is I was... extremely vulnerable out there. And what I didn't have out there was a life.
Right.
I was working all the time. And if you're in television, you know that you get scripts at any hour.
Oh, right.
You know, and when you're young, you're in school as well.
Right.
You're on, which is dreaded, like basically hell on earth studio school. And so you just don't have time to do things that people do. And that's why, you know, I think that I was kind of out of touch with my generation, like who I was at the time,
right.
My age. But this writer, you know, kind of groomed me, and we had a relationship, and which was strange that no one really said it was inappropriate.
Right.
When
did
it
your
was.
Mom know?
They did, yeah. And they were just like,
is this writer now a writer still?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, good.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
So you decide, first of all, you went to Vassar, which is an amazing... Wait, you were going to say something.
No. No.
Also, how do you explain to your friends back home any of that stuff?
Okay.
You don't.
She just processed an entire thing that we're not going to hear. Okay, so...
Well, what I was going to say was it didn't help that Tom Arnold, totally messed with everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, he was the one that called it out and, like... And sick the paparazzi on us, which is how, you know.
Right. Asshole.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
He's really successful, by the way, and very well-respected.
Nah.
He is? Oh, our next guest is here, Rich Voss, but we're not talking to him. Do you know Lisey Goranson?
She was on Roseanne.
Maybe. All right, so you decide you're going to quit.
And in a lot of theater, by the way.
Yeah. And you decide you're going to quit, that you want to go to college. And you want a normal, you want normalcy.
Right.
And you get into Vassar because that's a great fucking school.
Right.
How was your time at Vassar?
Well, I majored in pool and bong smoking my freshman year.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I did Pac-Man and bong smoking.
Oh, okay.
And Ms. Pac-Man. So I had a double major, Ms. Pac-Man.
I had a minor in tree climbing on acid, too. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't pass that class.
That's the class I take now every week.
Yeah.
Really? I
retake it. I failed. I just said, and it was a requirement.
It was. It was. Better to get that out of your system first, which is what I did in spades, which meant that I failed acting and dance, which were my actual classes.
Right.
But passed like problems of philosophy,
religious
dimension, Chaucer to Pope. But I failed acting and dance. And so I got kicked out.
Uh-huh.
And I got asked, I got a personal leave, which means get your shit together.
Right.
And so I went back to LA. And I had no institution, no family, no Roseanne, no Vassar.
Right.
It was just me. And it was like really intense. Yeah.
Wow. That's young.
And I was like, who am I?
Right.
I was like up in the hills.
Right.
Hollywood Hills, just going, who the fuck am I?
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? The problem was I had this expectation of being the screwed up actor, you know, the Hollywood person. Again, it's like, I don't want to convince people that I'm not like that.
Right.
That's through my actions.
Right.
You know what I mean? But people think what they think. And so I had to come back. I decided to go back and just be like, you know what? Watch out, because I'm coming back and I'm going to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you think about that.
Right.
I don't care if you think it's entitled or not. or right. soft or whatever. Like, I'm doing it. And it was like a real turning point in my life. Because you can either take all those projections all the time,
right.
or well, you can just be it. You.
Yeah. So you went back and did they replace you with who? I don't know.
Sarah Chalk.
Okay. And was she like, fuck? Wait, I'll do Sarah. I'm going to, let's do the, them telling Sarah you're coming back. Let's do a scene. Rich, you can be the executive saying that Lee Seeds decided to come back, so we're not going to need you anymore. Can you get near a mic? This is Rich Voss, ladies and gentlemen, playing the studio executive. And
wait, who am I telling? What?
You're going to tell. You're going to tell.
Tell Sarah she's.
Yeah, Sarah. Lee Seeds coming back. You're no longer replacing. Lacey right. as on the show. So do you want to be Sarah, Lacey?
Sure.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm Canadian.
Okay, so wait. So you know the head of ABC right here, Richard Voss.
Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Sarah, Rich, go ahead. Yeah.
By the way, I'm really happy on the show. I mean, I know there's rumors going around, but I'm really, really happy with my job.
Well, you know, and you do so, and you do really good. You're great. We all love you here. Right.
Really? Really? Are you sure?
I'm telling you, we really love you here. Right. And it's so sad that I have to tell you.
Wrap it up, Mr. Vaughn.
Get your stuff off the lot and don't.
What?
Nothing
what?
Personal.
You mean I have a five?
Listen, we need you to clean out your dressing room.
Yes. Bye. Check the brake lights.
You know,
why don't you tell Sarah why?
The original cast member that we originally casted that we love a little bit more than you is coming back. It's nothing, you know, I mean, I'm sure you'll succeed in whatever else you're going to do. It's just not going to be here.
Is that okay,
you
Sarah?
Know, I have to tell you, Mr. Boss, that you're the first person that's ever actually said my name is Sarah and not just called me Becky too. So for that, I am really, really grateful. And I knew this was coming all along because I was treated really bad. And I had to wear the booty shorts that Lisey wouldn't wear. So maybe just...
Security! All right, thank you. You did very well.
Those booty shorts did.
Sarah, I tried to give you a little justice, but yeah. That was
so. You go back. How many more seasons were there?
Well, I took a couple years off, and then they offered me a lot of money. My roommate at the time was flipping burgers on the Cape. So
where?
I thought, not in Wellfleet, I forgot.
Because I have a house in Provincetown.
Oh, nice. Lucky yeah. you.
Oh, I bought it in 1994.
I love Provincetown.
Shut up.
I've never been there.
Go.
But so then I came back over the summer and I was like, but really, I know this is not going to sound legit, but I did not go back just for the money. I went back to try to get some kind of resolve.
Yes.
And just see, check right. it out. Did I, you know, I missed some people. I felt like
right.
I felt like home. I left. I was the kid that left home and that people were upset
right.
and mad and whatever. And I was like, let's work this out. Yeah. So I get back and everything that I had left mm-hmm. had gotten way worse. Mm-hmm. It was just real tense. And Roseanne was pissed off at me. She was pissed off at everything, but she would like, it was just like this tension mm-hmm. that was so intense. And let's say I'd be in a scene with Glenn Quinn, mm-hmm. rest his soul, and we'd be working and she'd be like, oh, let me talk about something over here. What's craft services? And I was like, we're in a scene, not to get too like Brando on you, but we kind of want the show to be good. You know what I mean? And so then it came because they were like, oh yeah, Lisa, we got your school schedule. Because meanwhile, I was trying to graduate from college mm-hmm. with being kicked out for a year.
Right.
So it was like double work, double Ooh, yeah. this. I'm in the play. I'm in this film. Right. I'm like producing my own performance art right. piece about women and
what
like
film?
Language deconstruction.
Right.
And so I'm trying to do all of this. And then, you know, it comes to spring break and I'm supposed to go back to work. And they're like, oh, no, we have Sarah Chalk coming in again. And I was like, well, you have my schedule. And they're like, no, but are you free next weekend and just drop everything and come to Disney World? And I was like, because Disney had acquired ABC at the time. And I was like, you know what? My time is valuable. Mm-hmm. It's contracted. I mm-hmm. gave you my schedule.
Right.
And you don't respect me. And so I'm going to walk again. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Like,
right.
They were having a standoff with you.
Yeah. And then my agents at the time said that Disney was going to sue me. And I was like, yeah, Disney's going to sue a college student
right.
for wanting to graduate.
Right.
That's going to work, right? And yeah. I was like, agent, you're fired.
Right. Wow, you're nice. Tough.
Hey,
see, Rich,
you know
we're
what?
Yes.
Can I get some backstory real quick?
Yeah.
It's none of my business. Can I get yeah. this?
You'll have yes, to listen go. To the rest of the episode, Rich.
All right,
listen,
go.
I don't even listen to my own podcast.
Yeah, well, real I don't. Quick. I wouldn't either.
I know. Real quick. So you lead the show, and they have yeah. somebody fill in for you to play your character?
Correct. Yes.
So, and then you could come back. Like, how does the audience not know that you're coming back, leaving, and how is this going with the audience going? I mean, was this character...
Well, Bewitched, they did that.
I know, but was this character completely, like, a twin of yours, or were you, like, in college on the show and you left?
I mean, my take on it, I understand that they wanted to continue the character.
Right.
But I also felt like
thank
it was,
you. Thank
it
you,
was
Mr.
vindictive
Boss.
Almost. Like, it yeah. was personal towards
right.
me.
It was definitely that, not your character.
Yeah,
it wasn't the same.
I mean, she was still Becky.
Yeah, but she was called Becky. But
no, right? She was called Becky as if they acted like it was the same. But they made little jokes.
They did. They winked at it.
Right, but there was a lot of more like you know. First of all, I haven't watched anything with the show,
and you never watched the finale.
Never have mm-hmm. watched the finale.
I don't blame mm-hmm. you for that.
And when people either. Told me, like, I still don't exactly know what happened, but I guess John Goodman dies or something.
I
or,
didn't even know that. I knew he had a heart attack.
Or it was all a dream or something. But it was getting really yeah. meta. Mm-hmm. And when I was on, it was, like, kind of hyper-realism, right. but funny. I mean, in a sitcom. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I kind of dug that about it.
Right.
Because yeah. I thought that, you know, when it kind of... I hate to say jump the shark because that's so cliche, but
it's true.
It just turned into a yeah. different beast and became more meta.
Right.
And I was kind of like, not my artistic choice. But yeah. I, then again, to be fair, have not watched it. And
no,
it
you're
wasn't
right.
because of like, ooh, Sarah's on it. I just was right. doing other stuff.
So now,
also, it's like your kid and that you've had to step away from. It's hard to, I mean, Jesus, that must have been hard. You know, if you're replaced in a show, do you want to go and watch a show, Judy? Have you ever been replaced in a show?
No one would replace Judy.
You, like, come in on. Theater, like in theater.
I
you know how
Disaster. They hired
right.
someone else. No, I didn't go see it.
Exactly.
Yes, Richard?
She auditioned for that part for Game of Thrones to play the one knight. You know, that was guarding every... the.
Shut the fuck up.
I have never seen...
I didn't even get a laugh because it was so stupid.
Never seen an episode of Game of Thrones in my life.
I've never seen it. Oh,
her know. Name's like Brynna or something, but
is she a goddess? Because you're a goddess, Judy.
I just kind yeah. of check out when I'm watching that and not. I'm not, like, taking notes.
Now, you now live in New York.
Yep. Jersey, holla.
You do? Where?
Hoboken.
I'm from Jersey, and Rich is from Jersey.
Yeah! I love Jersey strong. Loving
yeah,
Jersey.
Loving.
Listen.
I hate
Brooklyn-ass
Chris Christie piece of shit, though.
Oh, my God. That guy.
He's
please.
Disgusting.
And he's just getting worse.
I know.
God, grow a sack, dude.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, he's just like Trump's little sack. Bitch.
I know. Now, wait. What, Rich? You were going to say something?
No, go ahead. Finish.
All right. Shut up.
Stop talking to Rich.
You can talk. You can
no,
talk.
No, he can't. He can't. He doesn't have a mic. No one can hear
what
him.
What about that fucking mic right
it now? Doesn't
I
work.
I don't care about her podcast, but I don't care about you. I like her.
She's great. All right. So
shucks.
You're a very outspoken feminist.
Indeed.
And you're very outspoken about trans rights.
Absolutely.
Which I do not favor.
Right.
I think that trans people should
jump
have
off the
their
cliff.
Own bed. They should have their own. They should have to pee and shit.
In a
like
red tent.
When they have to pee and shit, they just pee and shit. You know what I mean? They just take their pants down and pee and shit wherever they are.
Are you suggesting like kind of like a leper's island or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That would be
then
so
I have
fun.
To get a new. co-host here.
Well, what's funny is I was at my 10th, I mean 20th college reunion.
Congrats.
And the thing is,
Mazel Tov and Simon Tov and Simon Tov and Mazel Tov and Mazel Tov. Go ahead.
And Vassar always had gender neutral bathrooms, always. Right. But now there's signs up.
Right. At but I'm like, I'm doing Shakespeare in the Park. They have them at the Public Theater too.
But I'm like, we always knew that they were, you know, it's kind of that one thing that's like, okay, so I guess now we got to just, you know, and then one bathroom had three signs on it.
Right.
In case, like,
what happened? What if you're handicapped and transgender?
Oh, then you're just
what fucked. Fucking bathroom are you going to use?
You cancel
it's
yourself
kind of
out.
Looking at the logos they're making for, you know. I mean, I like the, what was it, the AMC theater? They actually have a woman in pants.
That's great.
Without the skirt. You know, like curvaceous. It's about time, you know?
I'm down.
So what do you do? You've done some films. What do you...
Boys Don't Cry.
Right, Boys Don't Cry.
Speaking also trans of just, related. You know, that trans topic.
Which you were wonderful in.
Yes.
Thank you.
What... We, you know, this is Rich. Stop looking at your fucking watch.
Stop looking at Rich, Judy.
What pisses you? This is, you know, we talk about this, but what pisses you off the most?
Right now, America is pissing me off the most. I am so angry about what happened on Sunday. I am so full of rage.
The Orlando shooting,
The Orlando shooting. I'm disgusted living here. I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am full of emotion. I was walking through the West Village and what you call it, Hell's Kitchen. And I'm just like, what is going on in this country? You know, I'm so tired of people saying like, this is the best country in the world. We're the best. You know,
we have to make America great again.
You're right. It's like, he has a point, but I don't know if there was an again.
But make America. What is he talking about?
Hamilton.
We would all have.
He's talking
to
about
leave
Hamilton.
Okay,
America.
Voss is a big Republican.
No,
so,
I'm not
all right, good.
Moderate. Why do you keep calling me Republican?
I don't know. You hang around with those fucking
because you're wearing that Chris Christie shirt.
Stop flirting with each other.
I'm very moderate. It's unbelievable.
You have Chris Christie's penis on your shirt.
Yes, I do.
And we can't see it. That's
That picture with Trump. He looks like a St. Bernard with Bell's palsy.
St. Bernard with Bell's palsy. But yeah, so you're angry at America.
I'm very angry.
It's really sad. It's sad and it's infuriating. And I'm so sick of people saying, you know, it's a radical Islam. It's this. It's no one needs an assault weapon. No one, if he had a fucking pistol, not.
You know what I'm so tired of? The word terrorism.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know what it means anyway? It's just like, terrorism. You know what? It's more complicated than that.
Mm.
That implies whatever.
That's a word to whitewash.
I feel like it's an excuse.
Right.
I feel like it's become an excuse and it's like diagnosing someone without saying mental health issues in this country without saying gun control. It's like, nope, terrorism.
Or thug.
That's not enough for me, terrorism.
The guy was mental. All right, Rich, you got to go near a mic.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, you are just ruining this.
No, I'm ruining.
I'm still angry.
Well, it pisses me off. Go.
Yeah, I'm very, listen, I am so against automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I don't know if this... I'm not even reading about this because it upsets me too much to even follow it and read the story. But terrorism, not maybe in this country, but throughout the world, is going on. I mean, when you see trains blowing up in Italy and subways in England
it's been going on since the beginning of time.
When you see crosses burning on a yard in the South, it's still going on. There's just as many Christian terrorists.
There has been. Everyone's like, oh, it's...
Chris Christie is a terrorist.
Right. VP.
Yes, Mrs.
That's voice probation. VP, voice probation.
I'd like that.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, she has a great point.
He. You have to call him he.
Okay.
Trans.
He, and I like his hair, has
Thank
a great
you.
Point.
But it's...
Thank you, Rich.
The fact that the gun sales
have gone
spiked... spiked since this happened. Makes me so
right.
You know what? You know what I hate the most in this country, in this U.S. yes. of A. Fear.
Right.
Fear.
Right.
Guess what? Yeah. All you people that are so afraid.
Right.
Deal with it.
Right.
A gun's not going to conquer your fear.
Right.
Deal with your fear. You know?
Of anyone who's not like you or doesn't believe mm-hmm. in the book that you believe in. You know, we're becoming religious zealots just like them. And these fucking politicians and their rhetoric against LGBTQRS. Shut the fuck up! All right, anyway.
Fear is, you know what fear is?
What?
False evidence appearing real.
Oh, someone's been to a 12-step group.
12 steps. It's time for 12 steps.
No, I love the acronym.
12 steps with Richard Voss.
I love the 12-step group acronyms.
Yeah.
But it's so true, though. It's false evidence appearing real fear. And this is a guy who has 30 years sober, so. Right. But it, you
that's
know.
Still no excuse.
Congrats. Keep coming back, yeah, Rich. Keep. Actually, don't.
Now, what are... we ask everyone if they are on any antidepressants. Are you?
I wish. Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm on a bunch.
I've got a Zoloft.
Sweet. Yeah.
Now, have you ever been on them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
You just reminded me to take mine.
But you're not
everyone's
on them right now.
I'm not on them right now. But I have been on them. And those times, I'm a believer. I feel like for short term... You know, they were here recently.
I know.
And a lot of people went and had fun and met Mickey.
I had dinner with him.
That's cool.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
You dropped something.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Because he's friends with Wendy Liebman's husband, and we all went out to dinner.
Oh, yeah, Wendy Liebman, sure.
Yeah.
Love her.
I love her.
Amazing.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's a comic. You would love her.
By the way, I'm still like Encino Man when it comes to most things.
Right.
Like locked in my cave.
So you've been on. What have you been on?
With a Slurpee.
What have I been on?
Oh,
okay. Celexa.
Yeah.
And I did a really bad stint with Depakote.
Oh, that's deep.
It was real.
That's Depakote.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was. I put the depth in Depakote. Yeah. It was really bad. And then I'm trying to think. I mean, that's pretty much it. Some beta blockers here or there.
Inderol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. That's great. That's great.
And what about you?
Oh, please. I've tried everything. I'm on Wellbutrin, Paxil.
Oh, I did a stint with Paxil.
I take Ritalin. And I take trazodone to sleep.
So do you feel, are you worried about like the togetherness of it? Or are you good, like you've got a good person?
I had a very bad clinical depression breakdown. And my fear without, what is it? Fear?
Fuck everything and run.
Fuck, all right. That is, you know, I just don't want that to happen again.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? So I want to be regulated, and I don't want to have the panic.
Regular.
Yes. So I do have a shake, and I am regular. I have a nice Organifi, who they were our sponsor. They're not anymore. And I am regular. I do a nice poop in the morning.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, is there some kind of medicine that could get me a ticket to see Taming of the Shrew?
I think so.
Because you know who I love,
who
I did my first play with in the city.
Kush?
Candy B.
I love Candy! She sits next to me.
No! I love Candy so much. I love Candy. Candy. Candy is my favorite person.
Yes, yes.
And you know what about Candy? She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
She's gorgeous. She's full of life. She's full of realness.
She is fierce. I love her.
I don't believe that.
Go fuck yourself. All right.
Yes,
we will discuss that.
I have a crush on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her.
She's so.
So we have to go because we have annoying Rich Voss. But will you come back? Because we have a lot more to discuss.
Well, I mean, Hen needs a reason to email me more often. So
that's true.
There's that.
That's true.
So yeah. Of course.
Thinking of reasons already. How can I email you?
We need more of
listening. I love being in Midtown.
You do?
No, of course not.
Shut up. You could have come to my apartment.
Oh, really?
We had to do it here because of Richard Voss.
No, because you had to screen me to see if I was like a klepto or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
hey, by the way, you still missing?
I want to say thank you.
A few things.
So much. You know, we should take questions from the four listeners we have.
Yeah, once we get a regular schedule going, we could just periscope this and put it up on Facebook as it's happening and take questions.
Right, and my hair looks good. Thank you so much.
Thank
Rich, do you have anything more you want to ask?
Yeah, well, no. Maybe I'll try to get her on our radio show.
We have a real show
on Sirius.
Shut up!
Rich was just saying that he has a real show on
You'd be
on
great
Sirius.
On. I go on that show. I call in. That's how fucking desperado I am.
Well, then you can, you know the technology.
Yeah.
I can help you with that.
That's true.
Lisey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you'll come back?
Definitely.
Wait, I'm joking. We come back.
We only got to like half my life.
I know.
There's a lot that's gone on.
I know.
You play the mandolin.
So we're gonna start with your 20s when we come back.
Great. Right. Chapter two.
Chapter
or whatever.
Two.
Part two.
This
for
is
real.
Chapter one. And thank you so much.
All right.
And if you need a bra.
Oh, I would just like to point out that Lisey has a show coming up that you want to look for called.
It's called Who Mourns for Bob the Goon. It's going to be at Here Art Center.
Oh, I love Here.
And it's going to be, I love Here and There. But I love Here better.
Who Mourns for Bob the Goon? I saw a workshop of it, a reading.
It's really good. It's going to be running from the middle of July through the middle of August, but you can see on the Here Art Center website.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Congrats on your opening night last night, Judy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you
Candy.
All right. Thank you, and so long!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.